Why updated weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times, with fog in spots early today, with daytime highs approaching 53. Winds out of the south, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Get up-to-the-minute weather updates from the Weatherology Weather Center. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KNDY for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Right now, 41.
Kansas Mid-America Network News, I am Felix Johnson. Just after midnight on Saturday, a deputy stopped a vehicle for a traffic violation just east of Great Bend. The deputy became suspicious of potential drug activity, so K-9 Max was called for assistance. Max was able to find the presence of controlled substances, and a further investigation revealed marijuana and methamphetamine inside the vehicle. The driver of the vehicle, 54-year-old Paul Ringering, was arrested and booked into Barton County Jail, and remains behind bars in lieu of a $50,000 bond. In other news, while urban areas have higher unhoused populations, according to the Greater Kansas City Coalition to End Homelessness, rural areas have seen larger numbers of unhoused people. Numbers have been particularly exacerbated due to the last 3 years of the COVID-19 pandemic and the rise of living costs, which has caused out-of-state groups like the Florida-based Foundation for Government Accountability to intervene in Kansas's homeless problem. Kansas Mid-America Network News.
Have you noticed that the number of box stores that sell bed mattresses is dwindling? There's a reason why people that dip their toes into the water of bed mattresses end up buying at Derby Mattress of Derby. Lower everyday prices that beat the box store sales prices every day. Also, Derby Mattress is the only store in town that has natural organic latex with no man-made foams, as well as two-sided mattresses. For everyday low prices, go to Derby Mattress at 105 South Baltimore in Derby today.
News happens quickly across the region, and you need to stay in the know. That's when you turn to us. Join me, Felix Johnson, with your Mid-America Network News. We're here for you all day to give you the latest news, information, and local stories from across Kansas, Oklahoma, Nebraska, and beyond. From the latest at the state capitol to stories in your community to highway closures, community events, and much, much more. The Mid-America Network is here for you. Many rural Kansas communities have lost access to health care, and the latest one is Eureka, as a Care Arc health clinic will close at the end of the month, which is worrying residents who spoke with 12 News.
It's a bad thing.
It's a pretty big deal. That will leave one doctor and a PA, and there's this community, they're mainly retired people, and a lot of them don't have transportation to go someplace else.
Sometimes those older people are kind of set in their ways, can't make it to Wichita or El Dorado, so I think it'll be a big loss for that generation of people.
In other news, the Norton County Hospital is requesting a 1% sales tax hike in the county, as they are suffering from lower insurance reimbursement rates and higher costs of goods and services, along with inflation, and they are looking to get support from visitors without burdening land and property owners. They asked for the tax hike in a letter to the Norton Area Chamber of Commerce, written by many executives within the hospital, citing many operating margin decreases over the last few years. Kansas Mid-America Network News.
Duzine Enterprises has been laying floors all over our area since 1962. That's miles and miles of carpet, laminate, tile, hardwood, and vinyl. And they are so good at it that their schedule is filling up fast. So while good things come to those who wait, if you have a remodel or a new construction project in your near future, you should probably get on their schedule today. So call 785-325-2379. That's 785-325-2379. Duzine Enterprises in Washington. Why would you go anywhere else? Financing available.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. I am Felix Johnson. The Grand Island Kennel Club hosted their first show and go since 2019 earlier this week, and dogs of all levels were able to participate. Brenda Piper, the treasurer at the Grand Island Kennel Club, spoke with KSNB Local 4.
They're important so that people can get their dogs used to another area, another surroundings, different distractions than what they get used to in their normal training area.
In other news, 27-year-old North Laup woman Danair Murdler is accused of procuring alcohol to minors hours before a deadly crash south of Ord back in 2022. On August 20th of 2022, authorities responded to a crash on Highway 11 south of Ord as Valley County deputies discovered a 2007 Dodge Caliber had been crashed into a cornfield, and the sole occupant, 20-year-old Connor Burnett, died as a result of the crash. Nebraska Mid-American Network News.
Is your flow running low? It may be time to upgrade your well and ensure your water flow is running safe and efficient. And the name you need to remember is Winnegar Drilling.
Water well drilling.
Water well service.
Trenching services.
Test wells, water well plugging, sanitation, and code compliance.
Plus new solar pumps.
Winnegar Drilling does it all. Plus, when you call Winnegar Drilling, they'll provide a free estimate.
Finance options also available.
Make sure your flow doesn't run slow with Winnegar Drilling. Call them at 316-729-5881 or online at WinnegarDrilling.com.
If agriculture is your background, then we want to talk to you. Right now, Steckline Communications is looking for a new member of our Ag Network sales team. In this fun and rewarding career, you'll spend your time working with businesses in the ag industry, helping them reach new customers. Send your resume to ddowns at manradio.com. That's ddowns at manradio.com. Why not spend your days doing something you love? Contact us today. Steckline Communications is an equal opportunity employer.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Following discussion last week with Marshall County Commissioners, the county councilor will draft a letter to High Plains Resources advising the county will cooperate but are not supportive of seismic testing, which is planned in several area counties. A preliminary road use agreement will need to be drafted. They've inquired about permits. Nothing's been received at this point. Marshall County Partnership for Growth Director Jerry Zayas said the housing development in Blue Rapids previously discussed has been delayed due to weather. Partnership Board will be working on a strategic plan to include housing, child care, and business development. Annual meeting for the partnership, March 21st at the Blue Rapids Community Building. The organization website is currently being updated. Washington County Commissioners meeting last week was mostly routine business. Nemahal County Commissioners voted to appoint Todd Roeke as member of the Planning Commission, replacing Andy Grove, who's moved out of the district. A $23,000 contribution toward Nemahal County United for Youth was approved on a 2-to-1 motion, with the understanding the county funding would gradually be reduced in future years. Commissioner Cook voted no, noting that sufficient financial information was not included with the request. Funds will come from alcohol control and parks and recreation. Joseph Dollinghouse of Seneca is the first candidate to file for Nemahal County Commissioner as a Republican for the seat held by Dylan Keim, representing the 3rd District. The 2nd District, as well as County Clerk, Treasurer, Register of Deeds, County Attorney, and Sheriff, are also up for election this year. Filing deadline is noon on June 3rd at the County Clerk's Office for the August 6th primary and November 5th general election. Audra Steinfurt was crowned queen and Spencer Lee's king at Valley Heights Winter Homecoming Friday. Washington County Spelling Bee winner was Gavin Kibble, 7th grader Lynn Lutheran, for a second consecutive year. Runner-up was Anna LeCure, 8th grade at Washington, and 3rd place went to Sawyer Rippey, 7th grade at Hanover. Lily Lease won the Nemahal County Spelling Bee. She's an 8th grade student at Nemahal Central. Abbott Sullivan, 6th grade at Nemahal Central, was runner-up, and Fabrizio Kramer, 8th grade at St. Peter and Paul's, was 3rd. Marshall County Spelling Bee is February 7th. Mary Ann Bonning, age 93, passed away February 3rd at Camdenton, Missouri. Graveside service is planned February 15th at the Hanover Cemetery at 2:30, with a visitation February 15th from 10 to 2 at the Hanover Mortuary, in charge of arrangements for Mary Ann Bonning. William Red J. Broadston, age 71, of Marysville, passed away January 24th. Graveside service is planned Saturday, February 24th at 10:30 at the Morroville Cemetery, with a ward funeral home in charge of arrangements for William Red Broadston. Gloria G. Hilton, age 94, of Greenleaf, passed away January 15th. A funeral service is planned Saturday, February 17th, Sacred Heart Catholic Church in Greenleaf. Visitation 9:30 till 10:30. The burial at St. Michael's Catholic Cemetery at Kimio. Ward Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for Gloria Hilton.
United Bank and Trust has been fulfilling the banking needs of families and businesses in Northeast Kansas for decades. United Bank and Trust is always advancing and is excited to introduce a new and improved mobile banking app for your smartphone. Simply search UBT Mobile in the App Store and download. It's a mobile-fast world, and so is United Bank and Trust, the bank for your future. United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Some freezing fog early on today, otherwise staying partly sunny with our highs in the lower to mid-50s. Mostly cloudy skies overnight tonight with our lows in the lower to mid-40s. South winds between 10 and 15 and gusting as high as 25. Cloudy and breezy into Wednesday with our highs in the mid to upper 50s. South winds between 15 and 20 and gusting as high as 35. A chance for some rain showers on a Wednesday night. Cloudy with our lows in the mid to upper 40s. South winds between 20 and 25 and gusting as high as 40. Still breezy into Thursday. Sunshine with our highs in the mid 50s and mid 60s. Southwest winds between 15 and 20 and gusting as high as 35. Then staying clear into Thursday night with our lows in the lower to upper 30s. Sunshine into Friday with our highs in the upper 40s and upper 50s. And clear skies into Friday night with our lows in the upper 20s and mid 30s. Still sunny into Saturday with our highs in the lower 40s and lower 50s. And a chance for some rain and snow throughout Saturday night with our lows in the mid to upper 20s. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature early February, 39. Record high on this date, 63. The average low, 19. The record low, 18 below zero. Sunrise this morning, 7:47. Sunset this evening at 5:19.
Do you always choose the slowest lane at the supermarket checkout? We're looking into the science and psychology of the checkout lane on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The Voice of Agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Tuesday, February 6th, the 37th day of the year. Ronald Reagan and Babe Ruth were both born on this day, and Frank Sinatra made his radio singing debut in 1943. Computer models can't always predict what will happen in real life. Take the case of checkout lanes at the supermarket. Using complex virtual design, researchers predicted that a single queue channeling shoppers to multiple checkout terminals would be faster than parallel checkout lanes. In reality, it's parallel lanes that move more quickly. What the computer model didn't take into account was human nature. When responsible for their own lane, checkers work more efficiently to keep the line moving and perhaps engage in a bit of competition with adjacent checkers. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
For Valentine's, Owens Originals has flowers, candy, green and blooming plants, balloons, stuffed animals, and Washington clay pottery. You're sure to find something unique and affordable for all of your Valentine's at Owens Originals, and they'll deliver. Just call or stop by for details. Owens Originals Florist on the Square in Washington.
Mid-America Network Sports, I am Felix Johnson. Shortly after 5 o'clock local time, the Kansas City Chiefs landed in Las Vegas and were shortly followed by the San Francisco 49ers. This begins a week of nonstop Super Bowl coverage by the media, starting with tonight's media night. Obviously, many Chiefs fans will be at home rooting their team in Vegas, including Dennis Basie, who has created his own Chiefs kingdom at home for Chiefs fans all over the world to travel to Sedgwick and see. He now does it in dedication to his late wife. He spoke with 12 News.
At first, she did not know nothing about football, but after we got married, she realized the only way she's going to spend Sunday with me is learn the game, and this is just part of her too. And And I just keep doing, because I enjoy doing it.
Basie says that his display continues to receive national attention and growing in size. During the week of practice, the Kansas City Chiefs will be using their division rival Las Vegas Raiders as practice facility, while the 49ers will be at the University of Nevada, Las Vegas, whose conditions have angered some of those in the 49ers organization.
Professional excavators and homeowners, safety always comes first, and safe digging is no accident. So before you begin your next digging project, remember to call Kansas 811 to have your underground utility lines marked for free. Know what's below. Call 811 before you dig. So play it safe, put down the shovel, pick up the phone, and call 811 first. This message is brought to you by Kansas 811, reminding you that no matter if your digging project is big or small, don't make a judgment call. Always call 811 before you dig.
Roll into 2024 on a winning streak at First Council Casino and Resort. Claim your getaway for the greatest concerts, events, and gaming all under one roof. More than 30 acts are booked for 2024. Our indoor water park is a hit for the entire family to relax and unwind. Play with your 7 Clans Rewards card and find out why we have the most loyal players. Pile up the points and earn one-of-a-kind VIP experiences. Free play and cash. And yeah, about the cash. 7 Clans paid more than $50 million in jackpots in 2023. It's all right here at 7 Clans First Council Casino and Resort, where the winners play. Highway 77 in Newkirk.
In a battle of top 10 conference foes between KU and Houston, the Jayhawks were able to come away with a victory 87-65 at Allen Fieldhouse on Saturday. This is KU's 18th straight home win against a higher-ranked opponent, and only the second time KU was a home underdog in the Bill Self era. Here's what the legendary head coach had to say about the Cougars coming to the Jayhawks home court.
Well, I think there's a lot of things that, I think them being good was enough to get us excited. I mean, they've been, arguably the most consistent program in America over the last 4 or 5 years, and they're having a great year this year.
In other news, K-State dropped their fourth in a row and a 75-72 loss to the Oklahoma State Cowboys at Gallagher-Iba Arena. The number 2 ranked K-State women's basketball team lost their second in a row on the road at Texas after losing to Oklahoma. The final score at the Moody Center was 61-54. Mid-America Network Sports.
Centralia Panthers sweep the Marysville Bulldogs in a Monday night tip-off. Centralia boys take the nightcap 49-33. With a double-digit first-quarter lead, they never looked back. Led by Quentin Oliver with 13, Duke Kennel scored 12, and Paxton Bowers 10 points. Panthers improved to 10-4. Willow Tott with 15 points for Marysville. One other starter scored a single field goal. The rest were off the bench late in the game. Marysville with the loss falling to 8-8, their third straight loss. Centralia 49, Marysville 33. In the opener, it was closer than the final score would indicate, 53-41, as Centralia's Owen Dieters ended with 14. Kava Gibbs scored 10. Panthers improved to 13-1. Bella Rader had 17. Lindsey Dressman, 14 for Marysville, falling to 7-9. Centralia 53, Marysville 41. Bulldogs back in action on the road Tuesday at Rock Creek. We'll have it live on KNDY.
Monday night basketball tip-offs in girls' play. Centralia beat Marysville 53-41. Frankfort stopped Axtell 54-29, and Valley Heights took Minneapolis 60-49. In boys' play Monday, Centralia downed Marysville 49-33. Frankfort upended Axtell 68-58, and Minneapolis beat Valley Heights 38-32. Tuesday night basketball tip-offs, Marysville at Rock Creek. Girls and boys action live on AM 1570 FM 94.1. Hanover hosting Clifton Clyde live on FM 95.5. Valley Heights tips off at Lynn. Washington County's at Blue Valley. Centralia at St. Mary's. Diller-Odell hosting Falls City, and Southerners home to Lewiston. Marysville High varsity boys wrestlers in quad duels at Seneca beginning at 4 o'clock Tuesday.
Hi, I'm gardening expert Melinda Myers. Want to increase your gardening skills and grow beautiful and productive gardens? The Great Courses, How to Grow Anything, DVD series can help. As host of the series, I show you how to design, plant, and maintain gorgeous gardens. So join me in becoming the best gardener you can be. The 4 Great Courses, How to Grow Anything DVD sets cover such topics as container gardening, landscape design, food gardening, and more. Visit MelindaMyers.com for more details. Add a little beauty and improve indoor air quality with low-maintenance houseplants. Selecting the right plants and providing proper care will save you time and keep your plants looking their best. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Pothos, philodendron, snake plant, cast iron, and ZZ plants are a few of the most low-light tolerant plants. Look for newer varieties like Neon Pothos or Brazil philodendron if you want to try something different. Use your finger to check the soil moisture. Water thoroughly when the top few inches of soil are starting to dry. Pour off excess water that collects in the saucer to avoid root rot. Or set the plants on a saucer filled with pebbles. The pebbles elevate the pot above the excess water, preventing root rot. As the water evaporates, it increases the humidity around the plants. Keep in mind, plants growing in low light will need less water and very little fertilizer. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips. Find out what's bugging you and your houseplants. Trap indoor plant pests with Summit Sticky Traps. The yellow attracts fungus gnats, aphids, thrips, leaf miners, and other harmful pests feeding on your plants. The sticky surface traps the insects where they die without applying a pesticide. Set the trap in the pot and replace once it's covered with insects or every 3 months. Summit Sticky Traps are available at garden centers and hardware stores. Visit SummitResponsibleSolutions.com for more information.
Discover a different kind of health care at Sunflower Medical Clinic. Here you will find personalized after-hours and weekend care in a welcoming space. We offer urgent care, primary care, facial aesthetics, IV hydration, and the newest service is BioOT, Bioidentical Hormone Replacement Therapy. No matter what you need, we're here for you. Give us a call at 785-619-6078 and let us welcome you to a new level of care at Sunflower Medical Clinic in downtown Marysville.
Health Care and Rehab Center appreciates our residents and will continue to care for them with the same high standards as always. Thank you for choosing us. From Belleville Health Care and Rehab Center, specialized care with in-house therapies, short-term rehab to home, advanced recovery, total wellness.
In Warren, Minnesota, you'll find a 1970s vintage sheriff's car on display. What may be a bit unusual is that the car has some damage to it. Unusual damage that has never been repaired. In part, because no one could figure out exactly what had caused it. There's still a steady stream of people coming to look at this car. And I'll take you there on this edition of the American Countryside.
I'm Ty Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, the only weekend television show that features some of agriculture's biggest names. From custom commentary from John Phipps to the stories of antique iron with Machinery Pete to a list of more than 30 marketing analysts, our weekly program focuses on the topics that matter most to you. We invite you to join us each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
It was about 2 a.m. on August 27, 1979. While on patrol west of Stephen, Minnesota, Deputy Val Johnson saw a bright light, which when he turned his car down the road to investigate, suddenly moved toward him and hit his car. Whatever struck the car did some unusual damage.
Well, the damage on the car starts with the front headlight on the driver's side, and then there is a weird quarter-size dent in the hood, and the windshield on the driver's side is all smashed.
There's a small hole in the light on top of the car, and the two antennas, which are spring-loaded, are bent at a 45-degree angle. The car skidded 100 feet and was turned sideways, half off the road. Val was knocked unconscious. Another strange discovery was made soon afterwards.
His watch, which he had to wind, and the clock in the patrol car were both 14 minutes slow.
The sheriff brought many investigators to look at the damage. No one could explain it. Tales of a UFO striking the vehicle is a story still reported today.
Val and his family eventually left the area and moved away. Reporters kept hounding him and hounding him, and it just got to the point that enough was enough.
But what happened to the car?
County commissioners wanted to get it repaired and put it back into service. But for some reason, the sheriff decided that, no, I think we better just leave it as it is.
And today, the car with that damage, just like it was from late August 1979, is here at the Marshall County Historical Museum. And you can take a look, as I did, see a car that remains a part of a mystery yet today. Traveling the countryside in Warren, Minnesota, I'm Andrew McCray.
St. Gordon Accountants and Advisors are experienced in all matters of farm, business, and individual income tax planning and preparation, including IRS problem resolution. They offer a full range of accounting and payroll services and business advisory, including succession and estate planning, trusts, and more. Call Chad Parker in Waterville or Aaron Wright in Marysville with St. Gordon Accountants and Advisors for comprehensive and innovative accounting services.
When is a mule not a mule? When it's a hinny. Hi, I'm Jody Hankey. Both come from donkeys and horses, but have opposite parentage. And hinnies are a lot less common, as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com.
Mules are the product of a male donkey and a female horse. On the flip side, a hinny is the offspring of a male horse and a female donkey. Hinnies aren't nearly as common, but if you saw one, you probably wouldn't know it. Amy McLean is an equestrian reproduction specialist at the University of California, Davis, and a board member of the American Mule Association. She says unless you see one born, it takes a trained eye to determine the animal is a hinny and not a mule.
In my opinion, the face has more of a dish to the forehead. The ears tend to turn sharper. The idea that they're longer, they're disproportionate, and things like that is not completely true. We did find when we were measuring the hinnies to be closer to the donkeys and having the same underline and same top line ratio, meaning the back's the same length as the belly.
Hinnies are highly valued in countries such as Brazil, Colombia, and Portugal for ranching and as pack animals. McLean says they seem to be hardier and have a calmer temperament than mules. So why are hinnies not as popular here in the United States? One obstacle is getting the male stallion to mate with a jenny, the female donkey.
The other big obstacle is having a jenny that will conceive with a hybrid embryo. There's different ideas on why it might be harder for a jenny to come in full with a hinny embryo versus a donkey embryo. Some of that goes back to possibly the pH of the uterus of a donkey. So it's harder to breed them, and people who have tried, they haven't had a lot of success.
Learn more about hinnies at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Annual Liberty Shrimp Feed is Saturday, February 17th. Serving shrimp, beef fries, and ham, 5 until 8 p.m. $2 off advance tickets. Call Todd at Bowie Truck Line, 785-244-6227. Tickets also available at the door. Liberty Shrimp Feed, Saturday, February 17th, 5 until 8 p.m.
The Secretary of Agriculture on the concept of food as medicine. Today on Farm to Fork. With its increased efficiency and lower fuel costs, ag producers know that propane is better for their bottom line. And now direct payouts can impact your bottom line with the Propane Farm Incentive Program. Participate and you could receive payouts like up to $5,000 for propane irrigation engines and prime power generators and up to $2,000 for propane building heat systems. Apply today at propane.com/farm incentive. Spring is just around the corner, and there's still time to upgrade to the latest technology from Ag Leader. From SureForce Downforce Control and SureSpeed High Accuracy Planting Systems to Right Spot Individual Nozzle Control for your sprayer, Ag Leader has you covered. Upgrade now and reap the benefits this season. Contact your local Ag Leader dealer or visit agleader.com. U.S. Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack was part of a panel discussion at last week's Health and Human Services Food as Medicine Summit.
My point of view is, I think, somewhat couched by the fact that I lost my parents at a very early age from disease, which no doubt probably was indeed related to environmental and food issues. So there's a personal reason for being engaged in this. I think there's also a recognition that as we learn more about the science behind food and its capacity to, in fact, be medicine, we can indeed reduce the risk of chronic disease in this country, which obviously will have an impact on the individuals who will live healthier lives.
Vilsack says the idea of food as medicine can benefit farmers, giving them more diversity in the ways they produce foods and market them.
It will also have an impact on our capacity to fund other aspects of our economy. We spend a great deal of government funding and, frankly, of our own individual finances on healthcare and healthcare insurance. To the extent that we can be a better consumer, if you will, reducing the risk of chronic disease, we can also, I think, free up resources that can then go into building a healthier and stronger country and world.
There's a link to video recordings from the HHS Food as Medicine Summit on the show info page at NorthshoreProductions.com. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Check out the new 2024 Chevy Silverado pickups at the Nordish Motor Company, plus the new 2024 Chevy Blazer. Chevy Trax and Chevy Equinox are awaiting your test drive. For quality new and used vehicles, see the Nordish Motor Company in Marysville today.
KNDY.
Good Wednesday. I'm Sam Speck with your latest agricultural news here through the Mid-America Ag Network. USDA's biannual cattle inventory report last Wednesday shows the nation's cattle herd at 87.2 million head, down roughly 2% from last year and the lowest herd size in 73 years. American Farm Bureau Federation economist Bert Nelson says it's all because of recent droughts.
A combination of higher input prices and drought drove farmers and ranchers to market more cattle. And not just more cattle, but more female cattle that are responsible for replacing the beef herd. Now, we're looking at a beef herd of about 28.2 million head. Amongst that, we have a calf crop that is 33.6 million. Now, this is down 2%, but it's the smallest calf crop since 1948. That's in 76 years.
Despite the low inventory numbers, Nelson says there is still a high level of cattle on feed.
So right now, cattle on feed supplies are strong. That means what we have in the pipeline for beef supplies is strong. And so that should keep prices for our consumers at the grocery stores kind of stable for the time being. But as that supply begins to dry up, that's when we're going to see beef supplies start to get tighter and tighter. And this could lead to the record prices that I think are going to occur in 2024 and 2025.
Now, Nelson does say that while some cattle producers will benefit from these higher prices, a tighter inventory doesn't mean all good news.
But not all farmers are going to be seeing that. You know, when we look at guys that are trying to expand, for example, they're going to have to pay higher dollars to get their hands on cattle to expand their operation. So a little bit of a black swan event that can occur with these higher prices.
And in other news, we've lost an industry leader. Bill Northey, a longtime agriculture industry figure and former USDA official in the Trump administration, has passed away. The 64-year-old was serving as the CEO of the Agribusiness Association of Iowa. He's also served as the president of the National Corn Growers Association three terms as the Iowa Ag Secretary and as the USDA Farm Production and Conservation Undersecretary during Trump's administration.
February is the month for breakups. It's time to break up with that old car before you have to buy another Valentine's Day gift of expensive parts and labor. Let Midwest Kia help you break up with negative equity, high interest rates, and even higher payments. With rebates as high as $7,500 and rates as low as 0% APR on eligible models. Plus, special lease payments on almost every new Kia in stock. And remember, all new Kias come with our amazing 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. Break up with that old beater and fall in love with your new Kia from Midwest Kia, home of the simple, transparent, and fast better way to buy. Come see us at Midwest Kia or MidwestKia.com.
We want to see ya in a Midwest Kia.
Offers with approved credit. Low APR and rebate cannot be combined. 0% APR for well-qualified buyers with at least 740 credit score. $7,500 rebate is for a lease on a Kia EV6 or EV9. Warranty is a limited...
Selling at the Tryon & Simmental's 49th annual production sale will be 125 performance-tested Simmental, Sim Angus, Angus, and Red Angus herd bull prospects, as well as 25 fall-bred heifers. Sunday, February 18th, the sale begins at 1 p.m. with a complimentary lunch beginning at 11. If you can't make it, be sure to watch and register on dvauction.com, where bidding is free. It's a great set of bulls that will no doubt add profitability to your operation. It's the 49th annual Tryon & Simmental production sale, Sunday, February 18th at 1 p.m.
Cedar trees are an unwanted plant in pastures and other areas. The sooner you can take care of them when they're small, the better. On Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Are you looking for new advanced technology for your farm operation? Need some advice on managing your farm or tips on finding the best machinery prices? You'll find all this and more in Successful Farming Magazine. Subscriptions are available online at agriculture.com. Visit agriculture.com and complete your subscription to Successful Farming Magazine today.
Music.
latest ag news, markets, weather, and more when you sign up for today's news from Successful Farming. Register at agriculture.com/newsletter for today's news, the free Successful Farming e-newsletter. Once a day, you'll get an email packed with relevant news hitting the ag industry online and around the nation, along with the three big things happening today. Visit agriculture.com/newsletter to subscribe to today's news from Successful Farming.
Cedar trees are native to the central part of the country, but also considered an invasive weed when they choke out pastures or grow adjacent to hardwood forests. They compete for nutrients and deplete plant diversity, and the seeds are spread by birds. Adam Smith is the Forestry and Fire Bureau Chief with the Nebraska Forest Service. He says the control method you use depends on how tall the tree is. Trees that are shorter than the surrounding grass are easiest to kill using prescribed fire.
So low-intensity fire that can engulf and kind of consume the entire tree is ideal. That's when we should be managing for these trees because it's safe and cheap. As the trees get bigger, the conditions have to change for the prescribed fire where you need more fuel on the ground. It probably needs to be a little bit hotter, may need a little bit more wind to get to those trees. And at some point, the trees get so big that fire can be not the easiest methodology to try and manage those trees.
The next option is mechanical control. This includes cutting the trees out with a skid steer and tree shears or grinding the trees in place. And they won't grow back.
It's fairly simple. As long as you cut below the lowest branch to where there's no green foliage left on the stump, it's done. It's a very easy application of management. Just cut below the lowest limb. The biggest problem is then you're often left with the top of the tree that you have to find some way of disposing or utilizing.
It can be less expensive if you get some value out of the larger trees. Smith suggests using them for wood shavings or as biochar. I'm Jody Henke. Learn more about controlling cedar trees at agriculture.com.
Boots and more for every chore. Valley Vet Supply in Marysville is your boot headquarters, featuring Timberland Pro, Ariat, Caterpillar, Wolverine, Justin, Durango, Double H, Keen, Twisted X, and Red Wing shoes. Find the pair that's right for you today at Valley Vet. Also featuring a great selection of outerwear to keep you warm by Ariat, Byrne, and Wrangler. Add a pair of heavy insulated barn gloves and you're good to go all winter long from Valley Vet Supply in Marysville.
Good Tuesday afternoon. I'm Sam Smack with your latest market update right here through the Mid-America Ag Network. Well, still mostly mixed, choppy two-sided trade throughout the grains and the oil seeds. Just kind of awaiting for USDA's Thursday report to come out. So can't imagine too much movement for the next few days to be expected. And quite a bit of movement in the livestock is, of course, lower herd numbers leading to these higher prices. February live cattle currently up 332 at 183.05. April up 367 at 186.02. Triple-digit gains for the feeders as well. March feeder cattle up 395 to 240. 670, April up 345 to 251.70. Still a bit lower for the hogs today, though. February hogs down a dollar at 73.40. April down 80 cents at 81.40. Again, probably not too much movement the next few days throughout the grains and the oil seeds, waiting on USDA's Thursday report, as well as Thursday report coming out of South America. That is going to hinge a lot of these numbers. March corn currently down 3.5 at 439 and a quarter. May down 2 at 451 and a quarter. Still pretty good numbers for the wheat markets. March Kansas City wheat up 6 and a quarter to 620 and a quarter cent. May's up 6 to 618 and three quarters, and oats with a positive day. March oats up 11 and three quarters to 379 and a quarter. Into those oil seeds, we've seen some slowing in the gains. Two-sided trade today. March beans were up more significantly earlier on, now just up 1 3/4 to 1198 a bushel. May's up 2 3/4 to 1207 and a half. March soybean meals down 270 to 358.40, and soy oil still a bit higher today. March up 48 points at 45.81. Higher in the cotton as well. March cotton up 61 to 87.65. May up 50 at 88.50. In the energy markets, crude oil up 33 at 73.11 a barrel. Unleaded gas is slightly higher at 221 a gallon. March heating oil up 1 at 273, and natural gas currently down 5 at 203. Let's take a walk down Wall Street here as the S&P a little changed as they are attempting to move back towards the record levels. Currently up 2 at 4,944. Dow Jones back up 68 points at 38,448. And the Nasdaq's been red all day, currently down 41 points, trading at 15,556.
The agriculture industry is constantly changing with new challenges every day on the farm. How can you adapt? Let us help you with the Mid-America Ag Network and the Steckline Ag Report with Larry Steckline. Join the Mid-America Ag Network every Tuesday and Friday morning as Larry Steckline breaks down the latest ag news, planting,
harvesting,
trading commodities,
and the latest from the Ponderosa.
It's Mid-America's legendary voice in agriculture with the Steckline Ag Report and the Mid-America Ag Network.
Horse Trailer Sales, the one call you need to make to get the most trusted brands in landscaping, utility, livestock, and flatbed trailers. Plus, they can service all makes and models of trailers,
even the ones they don't sell.
And no matter whether it's a service or sales call, Horse Trailer stands behind their products with great prices and exceptional personal service.
Which is why they're proud to be family-owned and operated.
Horse Trailer Sales, 620-545-7292 or online at horsetrailers.com. Horse Trailer Sales.
Third Road Ag Sales have concept by AgriTech. Innovative technology and proven products improve soil health, increase yields, and allow greater return on your investments. See the difference for yourself with a call today to Third Road Ag. Hay producers, remember they offer American Family Net Wrap and can fill your needs today. Check out Third Road Ag Sales on Facebook.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Jacob Clout. Considering modern startup costs in agriculture, the Down Payment Farm Ownership Program from the Farm Service Agency serves as a useful tool for qualifying producers seeking financial assistance. Kansas FSA Farm Loan Chief Josh Ritter gives a general description of the loan program.
Loan funds can be used to partially finance the purchase of a family farm by an eligible beginning farmer, socially disadvantaged farmer, or veteran farmer. And under the program, the applicant is going to have to provide a 5% cash down payment. FSA will provide up to 45% of the financing, and then the commercial lender will finance the remaining 50% of that.
Ritter discusses, more specifically, who is eligible for the program.
Under our regulations, I'll start with the beginning farmer. And a beginning farmer is an individual or entity who has not operated a farm for more than 10 years, substantially participates in the farm operation. For farm ownership type loans or real estate loans, they cannot own a farm greater than 30% of the average size in the county at the time of the application. And if the applicant is an entity, then all members must be related by blood or marriage, and all entity members must be eligible beginning farmers. Moving on to the socially disadvantaged farmer group, that's an individual or entity who is a member of a socially disadvantaged group, which is a group whose members have been subject to prejudice because of their identity as members of a group without regard to their individual qualities. And that group, under our regulations, consists of American Indians or Alaskan Natives, Asians, African Americans, Native Hawaiians or other Pacific Islanders, Hispanics, and women. And then last but certainly not least, a veteran farmer. The applicant needs to be a veteran that has operated a farm for less than 10 years or received their veteran status within the past 10 years.
He explains the down payment requirements for applicants and the maximum loan sum available under the program.
First, under the down payment program, the applicant does have to provide a minimum down payment of 5% of the purchase of the farm, and that has to be provided in cash. So it has to be cash they have on hand. They can't borrow for that money. It has to be, that 5% just has to be assets they have on hand. And then regarding the loan amounts available, our maximum loan amount under this program is not going to exceed 45% of the lesser of the purchase price or the appraised value of the farm to be acquired, or $667,000. So this makes the maximum loan amount of this program $300,150. So even though our farm ownership maximum loan amount has been increased by regulations to $600,000, under this specific program, you're still stuck at $300,150 or less.
That was Kansas FSA Farm Loan Chief Josh Ritter on the FSA's Down Payment Farm Ownership Program. Find more at www.farmers.gov under the Loans tab at the top of the webpage. I'm Jacob Clout. This has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
For over 80 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has been protecting farmers and ranchers season after season.
You need to know you're covered and you've got somebody covering your back.
You've got local people that everybody knows.
And we have a good policy and a good agent, and I guess that's what you need to be able to sleep at night.
Loyal, local, and rooted in ag for over 80 years. Learn more at fbfs.com/rootedinag. It's your future. Let's protect it.
Bryce Leonard in Washington is your local agent with Farm Bureau Insurance and Farm Bureau Financial Services.
From ABC News, Wall Street Now. Stocks were almost even in morning trading, but other numbers out of New York show that more Americans are under financial strain. Household debt in the U.S. hit a new record in the fourth quarter of $17.5 trillion. The New York Fed's report found that credit card balances alone now account for more than $1 trillion of the debt. Delinquency rates are higher in every category except for student loans. Analysts, though, found that aside from the delinquency, other debt is increasing at close to pre-pandemic levels. Tech companies have been the day's big movers. Palantir was up by more than 24% after a strong earnings report. Shares in Spotify increased by more than 8% as it reported stronger than expected subscriber growth, overshadowing a revenue miss. And McDonald's is another company feeling the effects of global unrest. It reported lower sales in the Middle East. Brian Clark, ABC News.
Tune in for the auction calendar weekdays during our noon news block on KNDY. Upcoming auction details for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Household, collectibles, real estate, farm, or business auctions. If you're planning a sale, be sure your auctioneer advertises on KNDY. In addition to our daily updates on air, check out the auction calendar online. We provide the complete sale bills at KNDYradio.com for those advertising with us. The least expensive, most comprehensive way to reach all of Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska with Radio KNDY and online KNDYradio.com. Tell your auctioneer you want the power of radio working to your best advantage. Call our sales team for rate quotes and complete details. Find out more by checking out the auction calendar online at KNDYradio.com.
Northeast Kansas original country station, touching eight decades. 1570 and 94.1 FM KNDY and K231 AX Marysville.
ABC News, I'm